It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives are changed. It's the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis again for well over a half century. And this is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. I welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Your host on Heartline, Jim Tuck.
We are indeed Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno, and we're sitting in Jerry Brenneman's office, as we nearly always do. We have the occasional foray into other venues, but normally we're here. And Jerry, we usually record in the morning. Today it's in the afternoon because of a scheduling hiccup I had. But you came up with an idea for Heartline that we have never done before, at least not in my participation, 12 years, something like that. So why don't you explain what you're thinking, and then we can talk to our becoming oh so much more familiar guest.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I was thinking this morning, since you had your hiccup, that we had an opportunity to interview someone in the afternoon that we might not normally have. And today, perhaps, this young woman would have been gone in the morning. She would have maybe had things to do. This young woman is Sarah, and we talked with Sarah last week on the air. And I thought, well, what if we only have Sarah in the house for the next year? Would this be the only person we talk to? No. We have to add her to our group, Jim. I thought we had the opportunity to do a series with Sarah, because last week when we chatted with her, and she is in the crisis home still, but she was pretty emotional. She had her little son with her. She was talking, but she was not really sure what she wanted to do. And when we ended the show, there was some thought to Sarah applying for Next Door. That's what she's done. So my thought this morning was, we have never had an opportunity to do kind of a before and after person on the radio. If Sarah does get into our Crossroads program, we have that opportunity. We have that broken woman last week, not really sure what she wanted to do, at least not expressing it to us. Then we have this woman, same woman this week, with a little bit more of a smile on her face, but she has always had such a wonderful taking care of business with gratitude attitude. I have loved that about her. She's now in her very, very first step of applying for our Crossroads program. That's going to be another 3 or 4 week process for her. I don't even know if she knows what happens during that time. Do you, Sarah? Do you
have a bit?
She has a little bit of an idea. But she obviously knows what she wants at the end of that process. And that's what I would be eager to hear her share with our listeners today. What is the difference between Sarah last week and today, and that Sarah that she sees emerging if she gets to go Next Door? And, Jim, I want to say if, because we accept almost every woman who comes to the crisis home, unless they have a major, major current drug or alcohol problem, or they've got such emotional issues that we can't help them. But to go Next Door into Crossroads, they have to apply from the crisis home, and we do not accept only the cream of the crop, kind of, is what we're looking for over there. And by that, I mean women who really do want help, who really do want to know Jesus Christ, and not just as the help me, I need some help, but how do I follow my life? How do you become my Lord and Savior? What's the difference? And then also, Sarah has to be willing to really invest in herself educationally. All of our classes that we have, that might be a whole new thing to her. She has to be willing to accept counseling. So it's not just a matter now of thinking, oh, I think I want to live in one of those apartments, I'll go over there. That's not it at all, as Sarah obviously already knows.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a fascinating concept, and I'm looking forward to exploring this together with Sarah today. And Sarah, let's back up. We've got listeners who tuned in, didn't hear the program last week. Just a few highlights. What's your background? How'd you come to be here?
Well, I came from living on the streets, motel, and couldn't afford it, and I didn't want to go backwards more than I've already been, all the way to the bottom by using. And my step is to move on in life without using, protecting my children, protecting myself, and following the Lord's footsteps. And this is an eye-opener that I don't know how to say it, but the Lord is shining on me really bright right now.
So you have a background of some substance abuse, some meth. You started when you were
17.
And how long did you use before you took a hiatus? How long did you use before you took a break?
About a week of the main substance abuse that I was using. I did not like it. And then when I picked it up again, I really liked it because I was losing weight. Basically,
that happens, unfortunately, to a lot of women. That none of us really ever plan to become a drug addict or any of the things that happen. But it's like, oh, I can lose weight doing this, so I'll work a little harder. And the people around us think we're looking good, and so that keeps us encouraged.
Self-esteem.
And then pretty soon we get hooked on something that just begins to destroy from the inside out. And I think Sarah found herself there.
Now, how did you find Evangel Home?
Through my aunt Arlene, my tia Arlene.
Okay, she was familiar with the ministry.
Yes, she was, and she told me to call. And once I called, they said they were full, but call every day. And I called every day until there was an opening.
Okay, last week when we sat here, you had a little guy sitting in your lap. What's his name?
Adrian, my son.
Yeah, he's not with us today, but how's he doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He's going to school. He loves to go to daycare here. They have a daycare. The teacher's name is Kara, and she loves him too. He just loves coming.
So he's adapting pretty well to his new environment.
And she has an older son also who, at the beginning, I thought, uh-oh, he's not going to adapt too well, because my introduction to Eric was to walk up and down the hall and see and find out who it was who was crashing their head and their foot into our wall. It was Eric. I didn't know what it was. I thought there was somebody out there just crashing a bicycle into the house or something, and Sarah had just come in. Literally, she'd been here like an hour, and she was trying to unpack her few belongings, and Eric was just having a fit because he couldn't have some electronic toy that we had taken away that we resolved. I hope we took care of that. But Sarah let me talk to him, Jim, and not every mother would have been that willing to let this total stranger come in and sit on the kid's bed and say, look at me in the eye, and he wouldn't. He never would. His little brother did. So his little brother got a few extra points that day, and Eric, we just had to keep working with.
Yeah, he's stubborn a little bit. He is stubborn.
Well, stubborn. Sometimes there can be some good outcomes from being stubborn, perseverance and all of that. So it just needs to be channeled, directed, and focused and balanced. So last week it came up in our conversation, Sarah, the possibility of the program next door, the Crossroads program. Had you given any thought to Crossroads before our conversation last week?
Yes, I did. And I know I prayed and asked him, you know, the Lord knows my heart. The Lord knows that I need structure in my life. He knows what, and I really think that's what I need.
So you decided at some point this week to apply for Crossroads. When was that? Do you remember?
Friday I did.
So halfway, 3 days after we recorded
you know, Jim, I remember Sarah said something about she was waiting to see where the Lord directed her or what he wanted, and I remember jumping in and said, how are you going to know that?
Right.
Because sometimes that can just be an excuse for us to not do anything.
Right.
And so we got a little squirmy on that radio show, I think, as she tried to figure that out. But look at her right now. She is the picture of concentration. I wish people could see her. Sarah does not... She chooses her words carefully. She does not just throw words out. So being here on the radio, I know she's being very careful about everything she says. She's thinking about them. She's wondering how they're going to sound. But I remember that last week, then she finally did get what she thought she was being very honest, and then I jumped on her. Because I think a lot of times people can say, I'm waiting for the Lord, but they don't really know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And part of our job here is to help them see that.
Yeah, so I'm fascinated now, a week later, Sarah. We see a little bit different person. Do you see a different person when you look in the mirror today than you did last week?
I definitely do. I really do.
What's changed?
the outcome of looking at myself and not putting myself down every time I look in the mirror.
Self-esteem,
yeah.
And feeling better about yourself. How about relationships here with the other women and the staff?
Yeah, I love. I mean, I can get along with anybody, but mostly I love everybody. The way they say, hi, how are you, beautiful ladies of God? That just makes a difference in everybody's day, you know, just to say hi and how are you. And they really, truly care.
Wow. Now, you mentioned you were thinking about the Crossroads program, knowing that you needed more structure in your life and more discipline and more training and all of that. Is there an area, one of the classes in particular, as you consider what might be over there, that seems particularly important to you in advance of having taken the class, and what's that?
Boundaries.
Even before she takes the class, that's a favorite class.
Yeah, we ran it short on time, believe it or not, but that is nearly always the answer, 85%, I would guess. Usually the women coming out of the program say boundaries was the class that was most important to them.
And Jim, part of that is, again, how crucial it is that we raise our children with good, healthy, godly boundaries, because our women were once those children, and that didn't happen. So here they are as adults thinking, oh, I can set these boundaries now for myself.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's fascinating how many of the women that is the major issue.
That class has a reputation.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, we got 1 minute. What's the process now for Sarah?
Okay, Sarah has already got the blessing of the staff members that have said, okay, let her begin, because we don't let everyone even begin. If there's a woman here who's just, we know it's not going to work, just not even start the process. Sarah has begun the process, so soon she'll have an interview with Ruby, who runs next door. Ruby will get a lot of information from her. Then she goes through a series of hoops. She has interviews. She goes to classes. There will be one big interview, and then after that, the staff votes.
Okay. Are you ready for that, Sarah?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You feel like you're headed in the right direction and comfortable that that's the direction you need to go. Well, it's going to be interesting to catch up with you periodically if you get into Crossroads and track your progress a little bit, and then come to graduation and give you a big hug and say you made it.
Cool. I'm looking forward to
that. We're out of time. Yes. Thanks, listening friends, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
I appreciate you being a member of the Heartline Radio audience this week. Remember, you can get a hold of the Evangel Home in Fresno in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 264-4714. On the World Wide Web, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And be sure to set your radio dial to this spot right here and join us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. Thank you for listening today.